Hello, I'm Cy Hart. You obviously all know who I am. And I'm here with Steve Alexander, who plays Rob, and with Dave Tudor, who plays Nick. Hello, guys. Hi. How have you found today?
I found it an enlightening and broadening experience. How about you?
I've had a great time, you know, getting back into the character after 12 months away. It's brilliant, very enjoyable.
Have you felt that you could pick up your characters from, like it was yesterday?
To an extent, I did have to practice getting back into Rob as a character, just getting the real feel of the voice and everything. But when I was sitting down just doing it off the mic, it all came together.
I consciously didn't go back and listen to the old recordings or what have you, but it just sort of came quite naturally, really.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the script then? Good one, isn't it? I can say that, I wrote it.
What do you think, Nick? Dave?
Who? I thought an excellent script. It's worked well as a four-parter. The good cliffhangers, you know, there wasn't any pad... Well...
Careful.
No, good plotting all the way through, you know. I thought a really, really good script.
Yeah, I mean, it's, to an extent, it's a very different script to Protai in some ways, because Protai is the epitome of camp and extreme, you know, lines about golden stilettos and water going up your crack and all kinds of things. But Soap of Fatal Death is more of a adventure story, I would say.
A bit more focused, perhaps. So,
perhaps
the first one, because it was that opportunity, you know, doing a Doctor Who story, you're going to put as much in as possible.
Yeah. Have you also noticed how we've picked up the Russell T Davies habit of actually using our hands to emphasise everything?
We've been watching Doctor Who Confidential.
We have. Indeed.
So, Dave, were you pleased not to have any exciting love scenes this time round?
I think that's a bit disappointing, actually. Pratty got his quota of passion in the first story. I hope he's going to get a bit more in the future. But, I like the way Nick's storyline in this one is... Good old adventure for Nick, I think.
Yeah, it's solid stuff. Because I was kind of hoping for a bit of love interest with the lovely June Rivers.
Oh, yeah.
But unfortunately, that was not to be.
You got some nice flirting.
I got some flirting, but I think it was all one way. I don't think June Rivers was interested in the slightest. But, you know, you've got to stake your claim.
Do you think Rob has an interesting love line?
When you're on board the TARDIS... You're never stopping in one place long enough to actually lay down any roots or even any seeds. Sowing seeds is difficult on board the TARDIS.
And quite right too.
and ever since JNT said no hanky panky, it's just been, you know, I mean, who are you going to fall in love with? The Doctor? I don't think so.
No. Talking of the Doctor, what do you think of your Doctor? Because he suddenly seems to be a bit more grumpy in this adventure. He's very laid back in the first one.
How do you feel about it? He still looks after us, though, doesn't he? He's quite a... Maybe not a father figure, more like an uncle sort of figure. He's quite caring. I think that's probably why he might be a bit grumpier in this story.
I don't know about an uncle. I'm thinking more of a school teacher or you know, a lecturer at university. Because obviously we're all slightly older than teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, some of us are. Yeah, no, he's excellent. Paul Monk is quite fantastic. It worked very well in Protai because you've got all the madness going on and he's the centre of calm. But we'll see how it works in Soap. I hope it's fabulous.
He's certainly distinctive. He's not trying to emulate any past doctors, really.
No matter how much we made him.
No, we haven't had the Davison scene where he's going around saying, "Oh, baby, that was me."
So, where do you see your two characters going next? Obviously, we've got a few small hints of what's coming up. But is there anything you'd particularly like to do with your characters? I know the companion is always difficult to develop, but...
I don't know, what do you think?
He's passing the buck there.
If I can talk about your character, well, there are seeds sown throughout this. I think he's a bit more, what's the word I'm looking for, not headstrong, but...
Impulsive.
Impetuous.
Yeah, good word.
Yeah.
Do you think Rob might actually try to kill the Doctor?
Wow.
Well, given the list of people who have actually failed, there's Turlough, he tried to kill the Doctor and cocked it out.
Davros,
the entire Dalek Empire and the Dalek Emperor. Mm-hmm. That's a bunch of creatures who are all armed with guns. They've tried to kill the Doctor and failed, so I don't think Rob's in much of a chance of that, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But it would be nice.
Let's just say I don't think the Doctor's overly happy with Rob.
However, Nick seems to be his shining protege. I think Nick, I see him being taken to Gallifrey, trained up as a Time Lord, and getting a TARDIS of his own. So who have you enjoyed working with today, then?
Oh, well, it's good to get the old gang together. Like I said, gang. Sounds like they've been doing this for bloody 20 years. it's nice to work with, get Kathy involved.
Yeah, it's nice to see Kathy. Have a few more female voices this time around.
Real female voices.
Real. Not like that. Hey,
no. As good as it was. Yeah, it's got a few new voices. I think it's a shame we've lost some of the voices from last year, even if they may not have been there on the day. But it's good to get that variety, that mix of talent.
I've certainly enjoyed working with, let's see, because there's Cy Hunt who fills in a few little roles himself. Yeah. We've had Pip, of course, being nicely possessed, and Tim.
Yeah.
Tim's lovely. Tim plays the grumpy old caretaker type.
Yeah.
Not wanting to give too much away, but a sinister caretaker who perhaps knows a little bit more than he's letting on. Yeah. Who else have we got?
Well, me.
Yeah, you. Simon Hart. Simon Hart. What can you say about Cy Hart?
Well, most of it's been said already.
Okay.
just before we finish here, have you had a favourite moment in the script that you've done today?
Yes, but I can't tell you about that.
Couldn't possibly tell you what my favourite moment is.
I think the scenes with June Rivers were quite a delight. It was certainly fun to build up a bit of reportage and get some polishing done.
Okay, thank you very much, Steve Alexander and Dave Tudor.
Thank you, it's been a pleasure.